And we want to welcome all of His Glory Nation from east to west to north to south. Today's Friday, May 26th, Take 5, special Brighty on TV edition. Big shout out to our partners at Brighteon and Mike Adams and the team and Bob. They just do a great job. We thank them for everything. Thank you for running our tent revivals as well. This week, you're going to see our interviews. One went viral, Dr. Naomi Wolf. This is a must-see. Dr. Naomi Wolf is with us again, and also Julie Green. So you're going to want to see both these. Incredible insight. Dr. Naomi Wolf was ahead of the curve with Pfizer, telling you the truth a couple years before it actually happened. It's being proven true. But the second part of our interview seems more of a Bible study. So you're going to want to see Dr. Naomi Wolf in the special Brighteon edition. Enjoy both these.
Hello, I'm Dr. Hochsi. Men, when things hit the fan, don't be crying in the closet with your wife and daughters. They're counting on you to lead them and to be a man who's physically fit, mentally sharp, and spiritually strong. At the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center, this is what we help you become. God has given your body amazing restorative powers to heal itself. We're in the business of transforming lives naturally. We've developed an 8-point treatment regimen, which includes healthy eating, vitamins and minerals, and hormone replacement, including testosterone. Become the man God wants you to be. Our program for men will help you put a tiger back in your tank so you can protect your family during these trying times. Contact us at the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center for a complimentary wellness consultation. Get your energy back so we can take our country back.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
If you want to find out what's really going on, watch Brighteon TV.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
So it's
hey guys, it's the Resistance Chicks, Leah and Michelle here, and I want to tell you that you need to be going.
Turn it over now to Naomi Wolf. Naomi, it is good to see you again.
Good to see you again, Pastor Dave. Thank you so much for having me on again.
Well, first of all, thank you for all that you do, because you're a pioneer and leading the truth. Your research and what you've been bringing out to the American people and more and to the world about what's in these vaccines has been priceless and spot on. So thank you for that.
My pleasure. I mean, it's not my pleasure. It's very sad and traumatic to be bringing this information of the greatest crime against humanity in recorded history to the people. But I guess it's my job right now. And I'm grateful to have platforms like yours to discuss this issue, because we're certainly censored and attacked on legacy media.
We sure are. And they're watching us as we speak right now, the bad guys. As when General McInerney and General Flynn come on, they say, hey, we see you. And we know you're watching. And that's they literally are. Before we get into what's new with your discoveries, I would like to get your input on the John Durham yesterday. What are your thoughts on that? Because that ties into everything.
Well, say more, please, about how you think it does tie into everything. Then I can understand better how to respond.
When we talk to people like General Flynn, Kash Patel, Devin Nunes, President Trump, everything, the genesis of all this was the Russia hoax. Everything has to do with Russia hoax and stealing going after the election. And that's where the COVID came from. It was a conspiracy theory at first that it came from a lab in Wuhan. We know that to be the case now. And then the vaxes after that. And that's where we're at.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you know, but I wrote a letter to conservatives apologizing for believing what the legacy media told me about President Trump. And I think the Durham report is kind of one more example. You know, I may not have voted for this president, but he's being treated, lie after lie after lie, conspiracy after conspiracy. And I thought that his town hall was really impressive in that his interlocutor kept trying to goad him. And he just kept calmly saying, this was a lie, that was a lie, that was a lie, it's been shown to be a lie. And he's right, you know, and this is like the latest chapter in the horrible smears against him. It must have been so challenging for him to campaign and then to govern the first time around with all of these lies. You know, it must have been so painful to know that the election would have gone differently if it weren't for all of these lies, clearly. And it must be painful for him to say that and have people even to this day, you know, on a national stage say, well, that's nonsense, that's nonsense. So it's just tragic. You know, it's one more piece in the puzzle about how our trusted institutions, our trusted government actors, you know, no longer serve the people, no longer even serve the truth or facts.
Yeah, this again, this is not about Republican or Democrat. They both were evil in this. This is about light versus dark. And, you know, we've had RFK Jr. on several times, and he obviously is not a Republican. General Flynn was a Democrat before he became a Republican. I believe Mike Lindell as well. So many, many. This is about truth. Whether you're on the left or the right, this can't happen in America.
No, and it's also about the weaponization of government and the weaponization of the media. And if they can do this to President Trump, they can do it to whomever they want going forward. And we really won't have a free media or free elections, you know, unless this kind of these excesses are reined in.
Right. So let's tie that now into your discovery of this, the vaccine. You are a pioneer behind this. And every time you had another discovery, it was like, could it get worse? And it does, unfortunately.
Yeah, sadly. Yeah, I feel bad because every time I come to speak to your audience, we found even more horrific evidence of a catastrophic mass murder and mass sterilization and mass meaning of the people of America and the world in the Pfizer documents. So gosh, well, for people who may not know or may not remember, I oversee a volunteer group of 3,500 doctors and scientists and RNs and biostatisticians and medical fraud investigators and research scientists, pathologists, cardiologists, radiologists, oncologists, anesthesiologists, biological scientists. And these 3,500 experts have, out of the goodness of their hearts, really caring about humanity and caring about real science and medicine, they have volunteered to read through the Pfizer documents, which are documents released under court order via a successful lawsuit by attorney Aaron Seary. And these are documents that you may recall the FDA asked the judge to keep hidden for 75 years. And the judge said, no, you have to release them. So Pfizer and the FDA thought these documents would never see the light of day. And in the documents, as I've reported earlier on this show, there's evidence, first of all, that they knew the vaccines didn't work to stop COVID. In fact, a month after rollout, Pfizer knew that there was vaccine failure and failure of efficacy, this is their words, and that the third most common side effect of getting the injection was COVID. So everything that followed, all the mandates, people losing their jobs, all the injuries were based on a lie about, this injection that didn't stop COVID in the first place. There are a number of other things that I think I went over already in the past with your audience, like 35 minors sustaining heart damage within a week after rollout, Pfizer having to hire 2,400 full-time staff to just process the flood of adverse events reports they were receiving and that they expected to receive. The fact that the materials, the lipid nanoparticles, the spike protein, the mRNA did not stay in the injection site, even though we were told by Pfizer's and CDC's spokespeople that they did. But in fact, Pfizer knew that within 48 hours, they would biodistribute and go throughout the body and accumulate in the brain, the liver, the kidneys, the spleen, and in women, the ovaries. So I'll fast forward to findings that my team has uncovered since I was last on your show. Okay. And these really have to do with evidence in the Pfizer documents of a 350-degree attack on human reproduction. And we're seeing the evidence of it now. I think when I last was on your show, I was talking about how I got deplatformed from Twitter for noting that women were reporting menstrual problems subsequent to the mRNA injection. And I think I told you some months ago that when women report menstrual problems in 2021, there are going to be fertility problems down the road. Well, sadly, since I even last spoke to you, this is what's very predictably coming true. And my team has found a great deal of shocking evidence in the Pfizer documents. The Pfizer knew that these injections would kill fetuses and cause women to spontaneously abort. And so, for example, Pfizer knew, and it's in the documents, that they defined exposure to the injection as skin contact, inhalation, and sexual intercourse at conception, especially. And they warned vaccinated men not to have intercourse with childbearing age women without using two reliable forms of contraception. So Pfizer knew that there was something in the bodily fluids of men who were vaccinated that was harmful either to women or to an implanted zygote and a fertilized egg and a gestating fetus. And Pfizer, this is so horrible. I mean, I've pointed out elsewhere that this is a respiratory pathogen, so you'd expect the focus in the Pfizer documents to be on breathing and lungs, but in fact, it's all about sex and sexual intercourse and reproduction. So they mated vaccinated male rats with unvaccinated female rats, sacrificed the rats, and then dissected their sexual organs. So Pfizer knew there was something that they were looking for that had to do with sexuality and reproduction. Pfizer knew that, they told the pregnant women not to be in the study, but 270 women got pregnant anyway. Pfizer lost the records of 234 of them, which is illegal. You're supposed to follow the subject to the end of the study. Yep. But of the 36 women whose pregnancies were followed, over 80% of them lost their babies to spontaneous abortion or miscarriage. So these are all findings from the last few months, but there's been a new release just in April, and there's a report 69, and you can see it on my website, dailycloud.io. And this is a 7-page pregnancy and lactation report, in which Pfizer was looking specifically at pregnancy and lactation from the start of the development of the injection all the way to April 20th of 2021. And even before that report was released last month, Pastor Dave, I've been interviewing people like Dr. James Thorpe, a fetal maternal medicine specialist. I'm sure your audience knows him. Yeah. And two independent midwives, one of them Ellen Jasmer in Northern California, and they all are warning that they're seeing placentas that are compromised by calcification and other ways. And we know why, because our volunteers found that the lipid nanoparticles, these industrial fats, they're designed to cross every membrane in the human body. And I think I shared this with your audience last time, but they cross the placenta. And they cross the amniotic sac, and they enter the fetal environment, and they enter the fetus. So they've been degrading the testes of fetal baby boys, also a membrane, and degrading the Sertoli cells and Leydig cells, which are like the factories of masculinity hormonally. So we don't know if these little baby boys who aren't even vaccinated are going to grow up to be normal men with deep voices, you know, hair on their bodies, the ability to reproduce, broad shoulders, all the things we associate with normal adult men. We don't right. know. But also in terms of the compromised placentas, the lipid nanoparticles are creating kind of, as I mentioned, calcifications, which block the micro capillaries that bring nutrients and oxygen to the fetus. So they're literally this material is literally starving and suffocating fetuses in utero, unborn babies in utero. And also Ellen Jasmer says placentas are not growing normally. They're like 2 inches smaller in diameter than normal. So the babies don't have room to grow. And a lot of babies have to be delivered prematurely. And that even if the babies are born okay and seem okay, they get sent home. And within a day, they're being rushed to the hospital because they are in respiratory distress. There's a tiny, their tiny lungs are leaking air, and there's an air sac between their lungs and the chest wall, so they can't breathe. Well, this will horrify, and she said they're not seeing normal placentas anymore, not for vaccinated, not for unvaccinated. So she's worried about shedding. It will shock you, I trust, to know that this report that ended in April 20th of 2021 identifies over 50% of the adverse events of women and babies in the pregnancy study internally as serious adverse events, including fatalities. The stillborn babies in the Pfizer documents were identified as being premature due to transplacental exposure to the vaccine. Pfizer's words, they promised pregnant women that the lipid nanoparticles, the spike protein, the mRNA can't get to the baby, can't cross the amniotic sac. It was a lie. They knew as long ago as 2 years ago, over 2 years ago, that your baby could be killed while you're pregnant by exposure to the materials through the placenta. They knew that. They also studied lactation. And they found that 20% of the babies suffered serious adverse events from nursing their moms, 20% in the adverse events category, including a fatality. Babies, and I warned about this, our own findings were some months ago about this, blue-green breast milk, right? And lipid nanoparticles in the breast milk, polyethylene glycol in the breast milk of vaccinated moms. Well, now a whole separate section of Pfizer documents confirms this. Pfizer was looking at lactation. They knew that it was poisoning babies. They knew that at least one baby went into convulsions, was hospitalized and died from multi-organ system failure, but that the other babies, there's a whole chart, it would kill you to see this chart, of like horrible things they were doing to tiny babies that were nursing. Babies as young as 2 months old, you know, fever, sleeplessness, chills, failure to thrive, vomiting, you know, blurry vision, swollen tissues. They knew this was coming from their mother's breast milk and exposure through the breast milk. And they kept going. And not only that, as if that's not shocking enough, They turned in this report to the FDA on April 20th, 2021, as I mentioned. So the CDC had it and the White House had it because that's the chain of command.
Yeah.
3 days later, Dr. Walensky held a press conference at the White House to announce to pregnant women in America that the vaccine was safe and effective for pregnancy and that she recommended that pregnant women take an mRNA vaccine for their own and their baby's protection. That was 3 days later after she knew it was killing babies, and not a word to the women of America about the dangers from breastfeeding if they were vaccinated, not a word about exposure to the vaccine from, you know, being intimate with vaccinated husbands. So these people are murderers. I mean, they're monsters. They're mass murderers. And I could go on and on at great length about, you know, other horrors that we found in the documents even since I was last on. But I guess what I should update people about, and then I'll pause, is I know that the White House went after me because of a lawsuit of the Attorney General in Louisiana and in Missouri, which showed that that tweet in which I warned women in June of 2021 about menstrual problems, that the White House, the CDC and DHS and Twitter and Facebook all colluded to deplatform me and to smear me, you know, after I made that warning. But sadly, a second government, a third government, two more governments are now taking aim at us for reporting these facts to people. Ofcom, which is Britain's media watchdog, had opened a formal investigation into me and Mark Stein, the interviewer at GB News at that time, because he had me on his show and I shared this primary source information about, especially about women's fertility and the dangers to women and babies. And after a 7-month investigation, 3 days after Rochelle Walensky quit, and which itself was 5 days after we posted Report 69 showing that she knew that they were killing babies and fetuses, Ofcom concluded that I was guilty of harm in telling the truth. And I've had to hire lawyers to sue them to get, you know, for human rights violations. And Mark Stein has also hired lawyers. So we're taking action against Ofcom, but Ofcom meanwhile caused another wave of, you know, hostile news reports across Britain to make me sound like a crazy conspiracy theorist so that no one will hear this. And I guess lastly, very seriously, one of our volunteers, Dr. Jayanti Kundahasan in Australia, an anesthesiologist, literally did nothing but introduce me and my colleague Amy Kelly, who is the project director of volunteers at a conference of concerned physicians in Australia. And she got fired from her job for not getting vaccinated. But not only that, now medical licensing board is harassing her and trying to take away her medical license, meaning she'd have no, like, what is the word, livelihood whatsoever. And this is the same medical licensing board that has reputedly helped to lead to the suicides of 16 physicians in Australia who were similarly hounded and harassed and delicensed. And that was literally for introducing myself and my COO and project director, Amy Kelly, at a conference. So that's my update. It's extremely sad.
Yeah, it's the same playbook. Whether it's whatever the situation, whether it's the Russia hoax or the January Sixers, the doctors, frontline doctors that stood up for the truth, there we've actually had whistleblowers from the FBI, and there's actually process that the FBI has. Wait to the point where they become bankrupt, and then you take the next move, and that's exactly what they're trying to do. Yeah, oh yeah, just trying to sue you until you either be quiet or you're so financially ruined that you can't fight back. That's a calling card.
What do they instruct people to sue for? Like, what do we need to be extra careful not to do?
Well, they're for whatever reason, you know, there's January 6th people who are praying that weren't even in the Capitol building,
right,
that have been in prison for without any justice for 6 months. And that's what they do. They make them plead guilty so that they look guilty. Otherwise, they're just going to financially wipe them out until they can't go anymore. And it's part of the playbook. A good news is there's more, there's a lot of whistleblowers coming forward in the FBI that are telling what's going on in the CDC. I know a couple of attorneys have got some lawsuits going against the big pharmaceutical companies, but you're right. All the social media, all the big tech, the news organizations, we're all in on it together.
Yes, that is correct. Sadly, that's the argument I make in my book, The Bodies of Others. And I, you know, I show how big tech benefited from lockdowns and are invested in the vaccines. Big tech is also invested in lab-grown breast milk or baby formula, I should say. No, lab-grown breast milk is what they call it. And they're very excited about artificial wombs. So there's so much damage to women in the documents. It's like 4-1 all the way to 8-1 women to men being adversely affected that I think tech is trying to kind of do away with women.
It, well, the good news is that we, the people, are starting to wake up because of pioneers like you that are not quitting. And the truth is starting to pour out and they're on the run and we can't let up. We got to continue with the truth and take, you know, offensive measures back at them. Not violence. I'm not promoting violence, but legal action back. So we need more attorneys to stand up and fight that fight as well.
What's your evidence that they're on the run? Because I confess I have battle fatigue today and I really need some good news.
Yeah, well, I know they're on the run because of all this information coming out. I can tell by the whistleblowers that are coming forward. I've had probably 7 or 8 whistleblowers come back.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com. Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Hey,
Julie Green. Julie, good to see you.
Good to see you too. I'm glad we're back on.
Are you rested up from our trip to Miami?
Well, I just got back from Tulsa too.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I had 2 days home and then I was on the road again. So yes, I'm getting there. That's for sure. God is moving, and I know there's been a lot of news that's come out since we've been on with each other a couple weeks ago. I mean, I don't even know where to start because there's so much that's been breaking. It's been nuts.
It has been nuts. I think the way to start is to let everybody know that do not fear. God has it. Light wins. With that said, I have spoken to many people. I briefly told you before we went online that are very nervous right now. I've known people that you and I both know that I would say are actually rattled because of all the things that are about ready to hit. But we knew it was going to be darkest before the light, and we're here. We're here with a food supply, concerns with the food supply. I mentioned to you Canada. One of the generals reached out to me in Canada, and a mutual friend we have, a prophetic voice out of Canada as well.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on in Canada, and that's one of the things that one of the countries actually that God talks about quite frequently. I don't know if there's 10 or 12 prophecies, or could be even more than that. I don't know. I didn't count them. But he talks about Canada quite a bit, about saving Canada from its evil rulers and what the evil's been going on in that country and the chains that they put on these people. I mean, it's ungodly. It's so horrible, the conditions that they've been living in, especially since, the virus back in 2020. But God's talking about them in Canada. He talks about Australia quite a bit. Talks about France, China, and of course, United States of America. Those are the 5 to 6 countries that he names, I think, more than any other countries, is those ones I just mentioned.
So Canada, they're putting out fires, literally, in the Ottawa area. We have people on the ground that tell us that these are intentionally started. And when the firefighters put them out, they're restarting them again. There's ignition boxes on the ground, even igniting them from aircraft. I'm told that there's patriots, close to 150,000 patriots that are ready, if needed, to fight for their country. They're on the brink of a civil war. Mm-hmm. We need to pray for Canada.
Yes, we do. And one of the things, this is, again, God talked about this a long, long time ago. This is like February 15th of 2022. He talked about, this is one of the things that he mentioned. So first he talks about Trudeau. These are your final days of power. And he's been warning Trudeau a lot about removing him from his place of power in Canada as president. He says, a hiatus, they will call it. Ha, I know you are trying to save yourself from death. They will help you hide from your country, but it won't work. I have people in place to take you down and expose you. Treason, they will scream, and you'll be tried for it, and everyone with you. Then he goes on to say, to my children in Canada, I have not forgotten you. I am setting your nation free from these evil rulers. They won't stand before me. Anyone who stands against me will fall. Your government is no exception. So keep standing for your freedoms. Shout against tyranny. Those walls are coming down like the walls of Jericho, along with any ungodly ruler they put in those walls up and enslaves you. Those rulers know the damage they are causing. That is why they won't lock you down and shut you up and try to use a type of martial law. Hold on, I got to read this again. Those rulers know the damage you are causing to them. So what he's saying is people are standing up against these rulers. I got to say this right. Then he says, that is why they want to lock you down, shut you up, and try to use these type of martial law to paralyze you with fear. Then he says, it is because they themselves are in much fear. It is because they are losing control of the narrative and they used to enslave you with. So arise, O Canada, do not back off. My angel armies are with you and your enemies will fall, just as Pharaoh did, or Pharaoh of old in this hour. So again, he talks, this is just one. This was back in February 2022. He talks about Trudeau. He talks about the entire government. He talks about what they're threatening them with. But he also says why they're threatening them is because the patriots are standing up. And I had no idea what was going on there because I can't watch the news. So again, that's just one of many of what he talks about in Canada.
The patriots are standing up, but also the word that you said, hide, Trudeau would have to hide. I was told that he's not running the government from the parliamentary place. He's actually on an island that nobody knows about this island that he's doing this from.
Wow.
I was just told that 2 days ago.
Yeah, this was February 22nd. They said a hiatus. So they're going to mention at some point that he's not around, but they're going to, that's what they're going to call it, because he says, I know you're trying to save yourself from death. So he's hiding. Yes.
I'm told on this island. Yep.
Wow. Well, again, that's why God gives us the news before the news.
That's right. Amazing.
Yeah. There's another one here. This is very short. This is from November 6th of 2022. This is the second prophecy of that day. And he says, I am bringing down Canada's government. So he does, again, talk about Canada's government. Then he mentions in another one, this is May 5th of 2022. A major news story will break out in Canada. Information has been uncovered regarding your leaders, and exposures will take place on a scale never seen before or experienced in your country. Canada, I am moving to free your country. I will bring your enemies down. Others that love me and take their places of power. So he did say, basically, he's removing the people in power that's against him, against God, and he will replace them with godly leadership. And once you see, and then he also talks about the United States, and he goes on and on. So again, another one that talks about bringing their leaders and their government down, all from last year. Here's another one from March 15th. So February, there's May, there's a March. And this one talks about Canada, the fall of your government will be great and you'll set you free from them holding your nation hostage. So again, they have been holding that nation hostage and God has seen it. So God is saying he's going to bring down the government that's holding this nation hostage with all of their tyrannical governments and all their laws and the things that they're doing to just bring down this country. And again, we think what we have here is bad with Biden.
Yep.
And this deep state is really bad in Canada as well. And Trudeau is just a yes man to the one world government. I know that God mentions that in another prophetic word he gave me, because he's gave me words regarding Canada. This is just a couple. And then he's given me words specifically about Trudeau himself and how he's connected with everything that's going on in this country as well.
You mentioned the word hostage, or God gave you the word hostage.
Yes.
That's exactly what I was told this week too, that patriots in Canada have discovered military people that are not Canadian military. They believe it's United Nations military.
Hmm.
Not good.
No. And I do have another one about United Nations as well. There's several of them about United Nations that God was bringing them down. But again, it's always the darkest before the dawning. The reason why there is a type of, you said, because I didn't know what was going on there, because again, I can't watch. But the reason why there has to be things like this happening, one, it is waking people up, but there has to be some type of resistance, because what this world elites, what these world elites, world government people want to do right now is they want to bring all these nations under complete submission. And once they have that, then their last puzzle piece, and I said this before, is the United States of America. Mm-hmm. So places like Canada or Australia or China, things like that, that's just an example to the world, hey, this is what's going on here, and we're going to do it to you too. And that's what they want. They're trying everything they possibly can. Food, our air, water, our the kids' education. They're doing it with stealing elections everywhere they can try to enslave a people. They're doing it right now. And they're doing it to bully you. They're doing it to bring in us into submission to the fact that they're too big. No matter how much information comes out, nothing's being done about it. So we just have to give in to what they're doing. That's what they want. They want you under extreme pressure. That's what these people are trying to do.
Yeah, just a salute to the generals watching.
Yes, God bless each and every one of you who are watching, and God bless you in your service.
Yeah, and it's not just U.S. generals. There's Canadian generals. There's Australian generals, and Israeli generals as well. Wow, what a time we live in. Going back to what you mentioned about the our food system, I talked to a mutual friend of ours, a doctor. This last weekend, I've never seen him so concerned ever about our food supply system and what they're trying to do to our food. And we see that Costco has come out, got caught, and admitted that they're using APL, that's the Bill Gates mRNA, into the food. And now it's been all the big chains have come out with doing the same. And I don't know if I want to name names, but I would not go to the big supermarkets anymore.
Not surprised, because again, I know you're not surprised about this, but the Lord had given me a prophetic word regarding all of this. No, there is, oh man, there's at least 10, I think. I'll open up this one. This was from June 8th of 2022. And I just pulled, like I said, I just pulled one out of how many, where he talks about and warns about the food supply. So let me try to find this in this prophetic word. Let's see here. Hold on a minute. No, I can't find it in this one, but I will, I promise. Let's see here.
While you're looking for that, we just want to tell the His Glory family that, you know, do not panic. Don't, God has this, but you do need to be prepared. We need to prep and make sure that we have 60, 90 days worth of food just in case.
60 to 90 days.
Yep. Okay. I don't think when this, whatever they do happens, I think it's going to be short, but we need to be prepared. We also know that they're trying to bring down the grid system. We saw that U.S. senators were given satellite phones the last couple of days.
Okay. I've seen that on the Prophecy Fulfilled. Why are they getting satellite phones?
Well, the official word is for continuity of government. If the landlines go down or the wireless networks go down in a region, they'll still be able to communicate. But never, ever have I ever heard that they needed satellite phones until just the last couple days.
I wonder why, because they're planning something. I found it. This was the first paragraph, and I don't know why I didn't look at it. He says, I, the Lord, again, this is from June 8th. I, the Lord, am telling my children regarding the works of the enemy and the damage that has been caused in the world today with the economy, food supplies, your soil, your jobs, children, government, schools, your churches, entertainment, and your countries, that no matter how much they have done to destroy every walk of life, remember my children who I am. So that's just one. So he's warning us again, almost a year ago, he's warning us about the food supplies and specifically the economy and the soil. And I know, I'm pretty sure there was one of them that talked about water. But he has warned about them, food shortages. He's warned about viruses. He's warned about any food type of food shortages or viruses. Yeah, fear tactics, strategies, and of war to cause you to get frustrated. So this was from June 2nd of 2022, and he talks about this as well. They're using these things as tactics of war. So if you look in the Bible, when the prophet Elijah was talking about this time tomorrow, and it talked about how they were going to sell this for a shekel and blah, blah, blah. Well, he warned them, hey, it looks like it's horrible today, but tomorrow is going to be better. So what happened was, is the enemy was encamped around this city, and they had basically blocked them in so they couldn't get any food, water, and stuff like that. So they got so desperate that they were eating. It got gross, okay, because they got desperate. That's the whole thing that the enemy tried to do. If you were in a deep desperation, then you are going to be, again, submitting just because you want that food or water to your enemy. This is what they're doing right now. They're putting all of this on top of everyone all the time. And because COVID didn't go the way they wanted, now all of a sudden, and God said, because this is, he's been saying this for over a year, they're going to try different viruses.
Yep.
They're going to try to shut us down again. Again, nothing to fear. And you got to pray over your food. We should have been praying over our food and blessing our food always, all the time anyway. Yeah. So this should be an easy practice. You go out to eat, you go to home, you get grocery stuff from the grocery store, you pray over your food. Mm-hmm. Because if they knew, a lot of people wouldn't get the jab. or there's actually more than they thought wouldn't get it, but that's what they had to do in unconventional ways. But they have this up in movies. They have a movie, I think it was like one of the Batman movies or whatever, where they were putting stuff in the water.
Yeah.
So again, they have been saying this and doing these things for a long time and people just didn't know about it.
Yeah, The Who just this last week, maybe it was the first of this week or the end of last week, said that be prepared that a virus is coming that will be worse than COVID-19.
What?
Yeah, that's what The Who's saying. So they're even telling us it's coming. Remember when Fauci came out and said that President Trump would have a virus or a pandemic that the likes have never seen? How did he know that?
Wait, he said that before?
Yeah, he said that. And welcome back. What a great two interviews. If you want to see the entire interviews, go to www.hisglory.me or our app to see those entire interviews with Dr. Naomi Wolf and Julie Green. It's great, great interviews for both. All right, we want to get our announcements out here real quick. Mac Bear Vitamins, get your Mac Bear Vitamins, berry flavored, 20 different minerals. That's our partnership with Dr. Artis. We've got to get our kids healthy for this great revival that's coming. Also, Kingdom Fuel. Get your Kingdom Fuel, 2-year shelf life. This is a great way to stock up on supplies in case things go bad. We know they're going bad, but this is a backup that you get 2-year shelf life, $5 a meal. It's a meal replacement. It's just incredible nutrients. Use Fuel 10, and you get your first bucket for 10% off. You can get subscriptions that are sent to you every month. I use it twice a day to take 2 meals out. And in between, I use Kingdom Candy. This is peanut butter and chocolate. It is absolutely great bar. So get both of those today, and they will help you get back in getting the nutrition in your body. Memorial Day sale, merchandise, His Glory, 20 to 50% off right now. Get your His Glory gear. You see the generals wearing it. Send us pictures at info@hisglory.me of you in your His Glory gear. Also, His Glory golden coin, the gold and silver now are available. Amazing. You saw this week, the market is it's teetering. JP Morgan is holding back silver. They're not going to be able to hold it anymore. People are concerned about the banks. Where can I put my money? You can go to our partners at Beverly Hills Precious Metal. His Glory has the Lion of Judah gold coin. And we have now for pre-sale, the silver coin is now available. That's the 1-ounce coin. So get those today. They're great to barter with and they are non-traceable. So you don't have to report those. You don't get a 1099. All right, Q Streaming. This is a great way to cut the plug of your cable company or DirecTV or whoever you're using. Go to Q Streaming today, $59.99. 3,000 channels that you get, including OAN, Newsmax, InfoWars. His Glory will have our own station here in the middle of June. And you get movies and you get sports that are not extra. Again, $59.99. You save money because everybody else, even YouTube, is much more expensive than that. And you're supporting a great cause. All the proceeds go to help build the kingdom. Q Streaming is a Christian patriot company that gives back to the churches. And so if you're a pastor in the church, reach out to us at info@hisglory.me. We can show you how that can help build the kingdom for you by switching it over today. Speaking of building the kingdom, that each church should do and each Christian should do is their own tower garden. Grab the Tower Garden today. There's no interest on the Tower Garden. You can grow your own food. We saw this week with Costco and Appeal, which is putting mRNA into our vegetables and our fruit. This is a way to grow our own organic food a year round. No interest. You can do it for $53 or $85 a month until it's paid off. I think it's 1 year paying that and it's paid off and you can get as much food as possible that can be grown. And you can do it. There's garden greenhouses too. We have a partnership with greenhouses that churches can do and partner up with families to grow your own food in these greenhouses. That, as you're seeing right there, is our location in Texas that we're building that as we speak. So we don't have to rely on these supermarkets that are trying to put stuff in us. So go get Tower Garden or your greenhouse today. Good stuff. Also, closing, Tent Revival. Go to our next Tent Revival is June the 24th in Quarryville, Pennsylvania. Dr. Sherwood will be with us with plenty of Kingdom Fuel. Bo Polny will be with us. Timothy Dixon will be with us and local bands. Plus, we'll have Mount Zion, Steve Hill, and Jimmy Levy will be with us at the Tent Revival in Quarryville, Pennsylvania. Sign up today. And last thing is join us in Israel. We have our two trips to Israel up there. You saw a trailer this week of our movie with Mickey Willis, Holy Land, that will be coming out this summer. It's changed people's lives when they go to Israel with us. The VIP is at the King David Hotel. We'll be meeting with Israeli generals. We have a special guest coming with us. So join us there. That's a more expensive trip because it's at the King David and you're going to see Israeli generals. The other one is a more economic one. So you get your choice of which one you want to go. So we'll see you in Israel. God bless you and go in his shalom.